like this meeting at 7 o'clock on March 3rd, or March 12th, 2025. And we'll have a pledge of allegiance in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Minutes for February. Anybody good with that?
Well, on the very last page of adjournment, there's Sandstrom. It's not my last name. It needs to have a U.
Okay.
Other than that?
I like them.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Same. Okay, motion and a second that we approve the minutes for February 12th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. About the invoice report.
Everything looked good on there.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
It's been motion and second that we pay the bills. All in favor? Mike?
Aye.
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Kim?
Aye.
Let's pay the bills. All right, Rick, you're on the clock. First thing.
Oh.
That means you can go home as soon as you're done.
Well, lately just doing burials, and then I went and walked off the bird pile up there, dug little trenches around there, and put some logs on the one side, so if we have to get in there, we still can.
Mm-hmm.
I put up the signs. And we got the trail camera put up there, but like you said, wait a little bit.
Yep. Okay.
And then some people has been putting some garbage in that metal dumpster up there too.
We're gonna have them move that.
Yeah, that's what we just
talked about. That would be good. Okay. I will see you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock about.
Okay.
Is that good?
Up here?
Yeah, up here is fine. Okay. Not in trouble or anything, I just wanted to go through a few things that about some of the dumpster room to get down
there. Yeah.
So, okay?
Yep.
Anything else?
Should be it, I think.
What's in those black bags that are over by the bleachers?
Oh, there's a kid that's doing community service.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
He's bagging them up, and I'm going to take them up to the pile and wait until we burn them, and then I'll dump them out and we'll burn them up.
Okay.
Great. All right, Scott, you're next.
Okie dokie. First, since last month, we've had two vehicle accidents, one grass fire here in town. It's been relatively quiet, thankfully. After that, we're having the Easter egg hunt pushback ceremony / open house all on April 19th. We'll probably start around 9 a.m. For the Easter egg hunt, they're later than normal, but that way we can kind of filter all the kids and people from the Easter egg hunt over to the fire station to the pushback ceremony. And open house, and we'll do that kind of thing there on the 19th. approximately pushback ceremony from 10 to 1, roughly, with the Easter egg up before that. The new truck will be put in service on that date. It's actually capable of running now, but official put in service on the April 19th. Providing Sid and Martin's, there's still a few repairs they need to do on the truck. It's missing a few covers. Minor stuff, but it's still stuff that Sid Martin needs to handle. with the burn pile closing, we make sure that burn permits are very important. Not only to then notify the sheriff's office, but then also us, so that we know we don't get called out on things. Also, if they want our assistance, I have no problem. We'll bring the fire trucks out. We'll burn it for them, but they have to call us and let us know. Can't be the day of. I'm more than willing to bring firefighters and fire trucks. So we've got to have a little bit of a, somewhat of a notice. And the big one there is no garbage. People can't burn garbage. It's been a thing. People throwing furniture and that kind of stuff in it. And you can tell that color of smoke from, you know, 10 miles away. So we know it's not brush. So anyways, no garbage. And then the last thing I have is, do we have any plan for the fireworks this year for the celebration? I know we had a try to get donation money or something early versus last year where it was a snafu.
Not yet, I don't.
Okay. I know Atlantis will be contacting me probably in the next month.
Okay.
Wanting to know what we want to do.
Okay, good. I will get on it.
Thank you. And that is all I have.
So this year, we as a town are going to buy flowers for the planters. We're not going to ask people to adopt a planter because that just didn't work. So we're going to supply flowers. We're right in the middle of getting a quote if they plant them or if we plant them. The Pioneer Church, they're going to start doing the siding, correct? They are going to start working on the Pioneer Church again. And the handrails should be there and ready to go into place. So I'll keep you posted on that. And then Boyd Jacobson, we wanted to start a program where we honored people in our town. The first name that was suggested was Boyd Jacobson. And what we would like to do is have a plaque made up for him that we would dedicate, that's the right word, this room.
The conference room.
The conference room, is that this room? Mm-hmm. Okay. In his name.
Well, I have lots.
Okay, go.
Well, a lot of people, I've been on the town council off and on for a while, and I thought about people in the past that served the town for a long time, and we didn't ask for a lot in return, and Boyd came up. He was on the council for years and years and years. And a lot of people don't know that he was on the Guadalcanal. And he was shot accidentally by one of his own guys. And they put him in a tent with a bunch of other wounded guys, which he didn't realize was a tent. They were figuring they were going to die. That's where they put him. He woke up the next day and was still alive. So they moved him to a hospital ship. And then he got. Probably got to come home after he healed up a little bit. He's an interesting man. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know about him, but he has some family still in. Raymond, his grandson, lives down in his house. I was just thinking about that. A lot of people that served the town for a long time. And
I think it's a great idea. And
I
think if we don't have any objections to it, what I'd like to do is invite his family when we dedicate the room and put the plaque up, when Rick puts a plaque up.
Yeah, his son and wife live in there. Okay. Shirley and Mike Jackson.
With that being said, can we make a brief or
a daughter that lives in Karen too.
The life sketch kind of thing that we can put alongside of that plaque somebody in the future may know.
Right up a
memorial or some kind of a whatever you want to call it.
He only had three fingers on one hand.
That's where it shot through.
Yeah. So they've removed that finger. Just to look at the hand, you didn't notice it unless you really looked. And he's been waving three fingers. Hmm. He's a cool guy. I served on the city council with him.
Cool.
So, yay.
I think it sounds like a good idea. How often are you planning on?
I think what I would like to do is in the newsletter, have people suggest names and then bring the names to, so maybe every other month, I don't know. It just depends on how many names I get and what you guys feel we should dedicate. I like the plaques with the biography on there.
How about maybe do it in conjunction with the celebration on Emory Days and
okay.
Once a year, and we can maybe I or somebody can read the history or the letter we come up and present it to tell everybody, because everybody's not going to see that here, but don't come to town council if we can recognize them on a, not necessarily be the, what do you call it?
Grand Marshal?
Grand Marshal, but on a,
citizen.
Yeah, on a citizen. That sounds good.
Absolutely.
Maybe do it once a year.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hi.
Okay. Anybody else want to say something to that as far as public? Is that it, Melissa?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the last issue, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot that got brought up with that pertaining to Emory, but Jacob got a hold of me last week, and those speed gifts that we were looking at, he wanted to know exactly where they were. And I got with the mayor, and we got him all scoped out, and he sent me it, and I forgot, I should email it to Secretary tomorrow, but they got them marked out, and they're putting them where we want them.
Did he say when they were going to do them?
They were going to sit them probably right in there. And this thing with the driveway, Dave Taylor's, I think I've talked about it with you guys before, haven't I? I met with Justin Truman, the Emory County Road Department. That was the only step I needed to make in this change made on the plat map, is to make sure the county didn't have any interest in at all in that driveway. And so all we have to do is vote to declare from his gate up north is a private driveway. And it'll be marked like that on the plat map. We have to just send a letter to Kevin Jensen saying that we met with Justin, and he sure as we can do what we wanted with the road and designate whatever we want. And now the district has that easement through the backside. They're not interested in anyways. It's easier for them to get in there. So that would be a motion to declare that from Dave Taylor's property north, and that is what street is that? Center Street, 300 North? No.
First.
Yeah, First East. First East and 300 North from that property line north is a private driveway.
Did you make a motion?
Yes, I did.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye. So all we have to do is just pin up a letter stating that we met. I'll write one up. I'll write one up and drop it off, and then we can get it sent out to him.
Sounds good.
That's all I have.
Mike?
I don't have any permits or anything going.
Kim?
The dates for the Pioneer Days are, I just looked it up,
24th, 25th, 26th
of July. We are really trying to come up with a theme. So
could you tell her the email?
Okay.
Hopefully anybody want to submit something. We kind of need a theme before we can go forward with anything else. So that's what's holding up that.
Okay.
We do have quite a few people that have already reached out that want to do the same things they've done in the past, so we're getting that taken care of. We are going to start a craft and chat night once a month at the rec center, and it's just to, there'll be different things. The first one I'm going to do, you just come, you pay when you get there. It won't be any more than $20. It's just a chance for people to spend time together and get to know each other. I know one of the nights, Lisa Farley is going to teach us how to make a sourdough bread star. It's just random things. So it will be just a fun night once a month.
Will it be the same night every month?
We are going to go the
third Wednesday.
Isn't that bingo?
No.
Bingo's the
no.
second.
No. Is it? Or no. Fourth.
Yeah, the fourth Wednesday of the month.
This will be third is bingo.
After this one. Starting in April, it will be the fourth Wednesday of the month. And I think that's all I have.
When's the craft night for March?
18th.
Okay. At?
7 o'clock.
Okay, sorry. You already said that. Okay. And about $20.
This one is $3. We're doing decoupage Easter eggs. It'll be $3 an egg. So it won't be any more than 20. Sometimes it will be free. That's it.
Okay. Well, I am going to turn it over to you two if you have something you want to say or what you,
okay.
If you're here and put it on old business as far as reservoir, bathroom, whatever is on your mind, you made it there, so.
Okay, sounds good. I don't know if you remember Kelly Chappell, but he's one of the owners of Enzyme. So the biggest update that we have is in regards to the water master plan. So about a week or two ago, we received the approval from Division of Drinking Water that it's, you guys received the full grant that was requested, the $40,000. So we're moving ahead with that. I'm working with Annie and Jacob Sharp to collect that data. And then we'll start chipping away at it. It's a pretty extensive report. With everything included, it's 100 pages or so, and it analyzes everything. So it takes some time, but it's a very useful tool. So that's where we're at there. With the restrooms, have you heard about any update on the CDBG grant or the Christine Watson?
Just waiting. The Christine Watkins, we are not using for the bathroom.
Okay.
Because I talked to CERTA and they said it doesn't make sense to try, because I only get $200,000
okay.
from mm-hmm. that grant. And they're like, it'll red flag automatically because the bathroom's so much more. So we flip gears on the Christine Watkins, and that's where the playground comes in.
Okay.
We're going after new playground equipment.
Okay.
And we're just waiting for the tongue freeze.
Sounds good. And then the reservoir, the Geotech is meeting out there March 31st and April 1st. So Geotech, geologists, irrigation company. So we just set that up yesterday, kind of got that finalized. So should be making headway there. As far as the hydrology, the water aspect goes, we've done a lot of heavy lifting there. We have 20 pages worth of graphs and data that is going, so making some good progress there.
Okay.
Anything to add?
I don't think so, other than just the restrooms. I think where we're at there is, I mean, you've all seen the architectural plan set and everything, so we just needed to wrap up the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and structural, and that should be done within a couple of weeks, and then it's shelf ready, ready to go, ready to bid whenever funding comes through, so that'll be a good thing to hopefully sit on the shelf for not too long. Hopefully, let's see if funds comes through and we can get to work on that. So,
okay. Anything else you need from us?
With that water master plan, we'll be coming and doing some updates during the process and the reservoir study. Honestly, after we kind of. Jumping two things right now, but the reservoir side, our plan of attack was once we get the field investigation work done with the geotech and the geologist, and we kind of get some of their data, we do a pause and come and meet with the irrigation board in the town and you know all the stakeholders, present what we've found so far, and then that wouldn't be the final. That'd be just kind of the interim, and then. Get a course correction there if needed, and then continue to finish that out. The water master plan will be something similar. We hope to bring, it will take a couple, 3 months probably, three to four months to finish that thing out. So plan on, if it's all right, we won't take up a lot of time in your meeting, but just a few minutes to kind of give you snippets of updates every time. As Wyatt mentioned, we just barely got the findings. So we haven't, just minus gathering data, we haven't really dove into it yet, but. Yeah, hopefully each month we have a little bit more progress on that and can kind of, spend a little bit of time each time talking about different aspect. And then obviously when all said and done, we'll do one, we'll do a final presentation, walk through it all and hand out the copies of the final report and everything. So, but yeah, if you don't mind, just 10, 15 minutes or so every.
Nope, that's much appreciated.
Every month or so, we'll keep you updated.
We can put you on first on the agenda so you don't have to sit through the whole meeting if you want from now on. So
whatever works for you guys.
Anyway, so that way you don't have to sit there any longer than you need to. Appreciate all the work to spend that and the patience with us. Okay. Questions on that?
Just another little thought on the reservoir, is that okay?
Yes, please.
So we did apply for the Department of Energy grant. That was the preliminary paper. Concept paper was due on February 26th, and that did get submitted. We did go and speak before the Appropriations Committee, but we've never been able to hear back from Senator Hinkins whether that was included in a larger funding package for the state portion. But those applications have been made, and we'll just wait and see.
Okay.
The concept paper looked pretty dang good. At first I thought this was a shot in the dark, and then, no, I think it's legit. Possibility. So.
Cool. Appreciate that. When do you think that President Hinkins or Brother Hinkins would know?
I texted him and he didn't even answer me, so I don't know when they wrapped up the legislative session last week. So. I didn't see it as a standalone bill, but that doesn't mean it wasn't included in like the total budget in some other department budget. So
okay.
he gets some rest and calls me in the next day or two.
I'll tell my dad to ask him when he sees him in the mailbox.
Okay.
So I thought about it and hadn't do it yesterday. So anyway. Appreciate that. I don't know why I can never remember David first on this stuff. I've been with him over the years. But, okay. I'm going to switch to vacancy in the dumpster. We met with the town, everybody that was concerned about the dumpsters and the burn pile. I showed Pat and stuff and where he's thinking. That we might want to put it down if anybody else had an idea, but if we go straight through the main road that goes in the cemetery and go straight through there and put a new gate on that fence and go on the north side of that fence, and we can push a burn hole instead of a pile, in off into part of the wash, and the wash helps somebody from getting in from the other side. In fact, there's a couple of, I don't see how anybody could get.
No, you can really control that. You nobody's can getting log in the there. Gate and nobody's going to get in there and dump.
So
I think it's a good idea myself. Everybody else will
they
look
did
at
say
it.
That they could place behind the camp. They said there's enough room to be in and out if you wanted.
Yeah. And my concern with the big dumpsters there is that people just kind of throw them over the fence anyway and put it right there. And then people drive by again and see it. So I think if we keep it up out of sight, out of mind from the rest of the public, everybody in Emory will know where it's at. And I think we'll be able to save actually a lot of money. I don't think we'll need to tip it that much up there. And anyway, hopefully. And then the burn pile will be where everybody knows and at what time the gates are open and you can take it. And then if we make a burn pit, it makes it safer to burn and more legal. So, out of season.
So, are we going to lock the gates daily?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a place where you actually could do it.
Yeah.
And it'll work.
Yeah.
I went by and looked at it on the way up here, and I think it's a good idea. Just lock.
So. Anyway, that'll take a little bit of work to get the gate put in and stuff. And, but no, and another update as far as the mess that we have where the old stuff is. We got a hold of the state and the health department, and they're going to send me a list of approved vendors. Since there's more than 200 tires and they're abandoned, health department had to declare them abandoned, which they have, which anyway, it was a bureaucracy that was fun to figure out, but we got her done. And so that form and all that's underway. He's sending me a list of approved people that can haul them off. And the state will fund it and it won't cost us a dime and it'll get cleaned up. So. That's a wonderful thing, right?
Yeah.
So, and then we'll just put violators to be shot if they don't tire.
Yeah,
there.
Now we're talking.
The people know we'll put $1,000 fine sign or something up there if anybody caught dumping anything, really, in the future. So we'll get that cleaned up. And then I talked to Josh Clark, or he talked to me, I guess. And he is talking to his bosses to see if they can just put the cat there and the bulldozer, and after we have everything said and done, press all the nails and everything and get it buried so it's safe to drive your equipment and clean that up nice and maybe make some trail for motocross. So hopefully we can get rid of the garbage falling and all that up there. And I'd like to make sure we'll put in dark shell cameras and up. And people think we're not looking to make sure we don't have a problem in the future. So, anyway, we'll move forward in that, and then we'll have the dumpsters back in July. So, and have it all ready and cleaned up. And, yeah. So, we have a little bit of work to do up there. So, but it'll get done. And hopefully, we can get most of it. Not cost us a whole bunch of money to get that done. So, volunteer work and other things. So, anyway, I'm excited about that. That turned out well, considering.
Yeah.
And we have a solution, I believe, something moving forward that's not going to cost us more money in the future and easy to mitigate from now on. So, anybody else have any ideas? Or anybody at all? It can happen in the next 4 months. We can add to.
Who is your dumpster provider?
City Sanitation.
You know, Clawson Town just switched to Kent Wilson's business and it was way cheaper.
Yeah, and they wouldn't bid on us when we asked them to.
Yeah,
to.
And so they didn't ever give Clawson a bid of a price and didn't expect any more than just their garbage service. They didn't expect additional pay for their dumpsters. So Clawson's been paying them $500 or $600 every time they dump it, but just it's not in their contract, they don't have to. So just something to
And then that business gets sold?
Yes, it is.
Jeff Miller, right? Yeah.
I actually had a conversation with him day before yesterday, not about the city, and he is trying to pick up some of the bigger dumpsters in Emory.
Okay, so and last time we put it out for bid, the only one would be the city sanitation.
His rates are considerably less.
So, anyway, we can work that out here by July.
It's good timing to look at it, mm-hmm. since city sanitation is gone. So, yeah, before we come back with the new ones, maybe we can visit that.
Yeah,
it was considerably less.
Yep, I mean, I didn't know when they had got a dumpster to my house, it was a lot cheaper, so I understand that.
What was the name of that company?
Emory County Sanitation.
Okay.
So, and my next item of business is Mike is leaving us. Today's his last day on town council. So, as of tomorrow, he's officially retired. So. He's going on to bigger and better things, right? And so.
Bigger anyway. Well, hey.
Sorry. But anyway, but we put it out for the town, and Misty Christensen is the only one that's put in and for to fill the vacancy, and I'm excited about that. And. I'm sure she is too, huh?
Welcome back, sucker.
Thought you got away.
I make a motion that we approve Misty as the planning and zoning town council member.
I can second that.
He just wants you to take this blue book right.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Welcome aboard, Misty.
Again.
So we have this. Can we swear her in now?
We're gonna do swearing. Gotta swear to swear at her.
And you know the process. I've never done it. So why do you leave?
It's your job. You're supposed to do that.
I no, that's what I said. I've never done it, so I've got four more words for you.
We have to swear him in with the Bible, but I didn't bring it. Well, get your phone. Put it on.
Swear him in, probably with his right hand up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who says, who's got the oath?
I've got the oath.
Okay.
Do you want me to give it up?
Hey, you got the stand.
Where's your mother?
I
wouldn't
know. She should be here to take your picture.
Yes.
She probably isn't here
because
I'm here.
So you
say it and
I
repeat it.
Okay, I'm Misty, having duly appointed to serve as council member of every town.
Hold on. Okay, I'm Misty Christensen, having been duly appointed as a council member of every town.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution laws of the state of Utah.
And the Constitution laws of the state of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my duty of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
I affirm that I have met all qualifications required by law to serve in this office.
I affirm that I have met all qualifications required by law to serve in this office.
And that I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially perform my duties.
And that I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially perform my duties.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Keeping in mind the welfare and best interest of the residents of Emory Town.
Keeping in mind the welfare and best interest of the residents of Emory Town.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here.
Make
a motion.
I have
a question first.
Go ahead.
You've been my questions to Scott.
Okay.
Or maybe it's Cindy.
Go ahead.
I still, if I want a burn permit, I just get online and get a burn permit, do I not?
Yes.
Correct.
I do not have to call the city office.
It's on the Emory County website.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
To get the burn permit, and if you would please call the office or so so we can let Scott know you're burning, just because.
No, we get them emailed to us.
But sometimes
it didn't work.
Right. So if when you apply for a burn permit, it's best if you also call the county sheriff, let them know that you're burning on what day, the day of your burn. And then if you can, you can just shoot me a text or call me, let me know. But also we know, so if someone else sees the smoke, they'll call it in and we end up with.
But so if you decide on.
They all just know it's Grandma's.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it on a Thursday afternoon and get the permit, there might be a chance he might not get it till Monday and it's already burned.
Right.
I'm burning up good.
As long as you got the permit online, you're golden.
Okay. Correct.
That's why courtesy text to Scott or a call would be great.
Okay. Just leave me a voicemail or whatever, just so we know.
And I call my one neighbor who will be concerned.
That's not me.
No, Sammy. Because the rest of the world knows it's just bonus.
Okay.
Now I make a motion we adjourn.
I'll say again.
We adjourn. Thank you, everyone.